This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We're on Unfiltered because I shoot from the hip and speak from the heart. There's no other host that does it that way. No notes, no teleprompter, no nothing, no PAs running around, production assistants telling me what to say, because all I do is print out all the most important news stories in the country to people who love President Trump, the silent majority, the deplorables, all of you out there. I know what you want to hear. I know what you should hear. And I print that out and start talking about it and shooting from the hip without any prior, you know, idea of what I'm going to say. It's all spur of the moment. No other show like it. On Thursday, newspapers around the country, a challenge to former President Barack Obama. Something remarkable just happened. The Houston Astros were punished in a severe way for cheating to win the 2017 World Series. Major League Baseball suspended the manager and GM of the Astros for a year. And they took the Astros' two top picks for the next 2 years. Four top picks gone. And then they fined the team $5 million. And then the Astros announced they were firing the manager and general manager who led them to a World Series win, but cheated to get there. They were taking the signs from the opposing team's pitcher and catcher, and so they knew what ball was coming. They cheated to win the World Series. And so, thank you, Major League Baseball. That's how you deal with cheaters, short of a prison term. That's how you send a message that cheating will not be tolerated. That's how you prevent the next scandal. Bravo. Now, I wish government reacted that way, but government reacts in the exact opposite way. They cover up scandals. They bury the story in collusion with their buddies in the media. They condone cheating by liberals who support big government. Enter former President Barack Obama. Obama and I have a lot in common. It's almost eerie how our lives kind of follow each other. We were born days apart in 1961. I was born July 20th, 61. He was born August 3rd, 61. He became my college classmate, class of 83 at Columbia University. We both were pre-law. We both studied political science. We both got into politics upon graduation. And when Obama ran for president on the 2008 Democrat ticket, I ran for vice president on the Libertarian presidential ticket against him. Our lives are like a mirror image, except for one big difference. I'm diametrically opposed to every policy Obama has ever stood for. I believe Obama was among the worst presidents in America's history, if not the worst. I believe this administration was among the most corrupt in history, but it was all covered up. All the cheating, unlike the Houston Astros, was covered up in a scam, in collusion with the media. I'm shocked and disgusted that Obama got away with it all because he had the biased liberal mainstream media on his side, lock, stock, and barrel. He owned them. The adoring media let Obama get away with murder. Nowadays, I've got my own national media platform, national newspaper syndication, national radio syndication, and right here at Newsmax in front of about 80 million homes on national TV for an hour every night, Monday through Friday. Who watches my show? President Donald J. Trump. So I've got my own national media platform at this point. So it's time to issue a challenge to President Obama, my college classmate. From one college classmate to another, I believe you've had a free pass, or as we say in Vegas, a free roll. I don't believe you had one tough question ever thrown at you in the past decade. In 2 years running for president, not a single tough question. The media loved you. You were going to be the first black president. And then 8 years as president, not a single tough question. The media loved you. You were the first black president. Oh, my gosh. Genuflect. Adoring love. Hollywood loved you. The media loved you. Silicon Valley loved you. And now you've been retired 3 years, and no one's asked you a single tough question. Not once has any member of the media pushed you for a detailed response about your massive IRS scandal, about Hillary Clinton's sale of uranium to the Russians in return for $140 million donations to your Clinton Foundation charity that isn't a charity, the lies you employed to cover up Benghazi, the lies you employed to sell the Iran treaty to the American people, why you gave $150 billion to Iran to fund terrorism around the world. Very good question. The massive lies used to sell Obamacare, a $1 trillion Ponzi scheme. The billions wasted on your green energy giveaways to Democrat donors, another Ponzi scheme. Joe Biden's Ukraine scandal, Hillary's 30,000 erased emails. The lie of your shovel-ready jobs that weren't shovel-ready, even you admitted there were no jobs. Your Attorney General Loretta Lynch's meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. The DNC cheating scandal to fix the Democrat presidential primary for Hillary. And worst of all, your role in the spying, unmasking, and FISA fraud committed against President Trump. We know it all happened with you as the president. So either you knew about it all, you approved it all, you coordinated it all, you ran it all, or you are a complete idiot. You must be the dumbest president in the history of America who knew nothing going on under your presidency. You're like Ulysses S. Grant. You didn't know it. You're like the guy from Hogan's Heroes, Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. Is that what you are? I don't think so. I think you're one of the sharpest, smartest guys in the history of American politics. And you knew everything going on in your administration. Your finger was on the pulse of everything. So you knew about it, you approved it, you ran it, you coordinated it. Got any answers to tough questions by an interviewer who isn't an adoring fan? I'm betting you don't. How about you sit down with me on the set of my Newsmax TV show, reaching almost 80 million homes for a 60-minute interview with no questions off limits? None. I can ask you whatever I want, and you can answer any way you want. Let's see how good you are when someone questions you who doesn't adore you. Can you prove me wrong? Think you can make me look foolish? Then accept my challenge. What do you have to lose if you didn't cheat, Mr. President? Let's go for it. I'm waiting. The ball is in your court, former President Obama. That's my commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in America, and then on Sunday in my nationally syndicated columns around the country with Creators Syndicate. And you'll hear it on radio, you'll see it on TV, word will get back to Obama, cat got your tongue, come on Obama, you were my college classmate, I've got standing. If there's anybody in the world who has a right to ask you all these questions, it's your former college classmate. And if liberals are laughing, Wayne Root's a lightweight. Wayne Root, oh come on, he's a conspiracy theorist. What would you be afraid of? You're retired now, you got nothing to do, President Obama. Come on the set. Let's sit down together. We'll do it in the Newsmax studios in either Washington, D.C. or New York. Or you can come out to Vegas, do it in my TV studio. Let's do a one-hour interview and no holds barred. Okay? No question off limits, no answer off limits. Let's see if you can go toe-to-toe with your college classmate, Wayne Allyn. If I'm such a lightweight and you're so important, then you should love the opportunity to trample me and make me look like a fool. President Obama, what say you? You can contact me. It's easy. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I dare Obama's people to contact me and set up an interview. You've never had a tough interview in your life. They protected you for 11 years now. Since you ran, then you were president, now 3 years in retirement. Nobody's ever asked you a tough question in your life. Time for that to change. All right. Other big news you will not hear on the evening news. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas struck again. Now, it's important to note, yesterday I talked about the fact that a lot of people in Hollywood, including Danny DeVito yesterday, came out in support of Bernie Sanders. Bernie! Bernie! I'm going to ruin this country if it's the last thing I do! Bernie! You know, I'm Jewish. Sounds like my Jewish uncles. Come on, wait! We got to destroy America! That's Bernie Sanders. And so James O'Keefe went out. Oh, and one more thing I got to tell you. This morning in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is Clark County, Nevada. Clark County Public School Teachers Union came out and endorsed Bernie Sanders in the Democrat primary for President of the United States. These are the people teaching your children. They endorsed a Marxist, communist, radical socialist who wants to take down America, who loves Fidel Castro, who loves Venezuela where everyone's starving to death, drinking sewage water, eating mice, killing zebras in the zoos, no gas for your car even though it's the most oil-rich country in the world, pound for pound. You know, little things like that. They got no problem with that. They endorsed Bernie for president. So James O'Keefe went and did a secret undercover video with one of Bernie's staffers, a field organizer for Bernie Sanders. The guy's name is, I'm trying to find the name, Kyle Jurek. Kyle Jurek, field organizer for Bernie Sanders. And this guy wants to put you and me in gulags, in concentration camps. He says if Bernie wins, we're all going to concentration camps. He says gulags weren't that bad. He says Trump supporters need to be re-educated in the camps. He uses the F word as a noun, an adjective, a pronoun. Every other word is F this and F that. But when you cut through all the Fs of this moron, of this communist moron, he doesn't just want to put you and me in re-education camps. He wants to put all the MSNBC anchor people in concentration camps. And then he wants to murder them because they weren't that nice to Bernie. Because they helped, I guess, Hillary in the last election. And now they're nicer to Biden. So he thinks even MSNBC isn't radical enough. So they all need to be re-educated or murdered. I'll read you his exact words when we get back. He's talking about murdering us all after Bernie is inaugurated. This is what you're dealing with the radical left. If you're ever crazy enough to let a Democrat get near the White House like Bernie Sanders. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. The gulags weren't that bad, says a Sanders staffer. And says Trump supporters will need to be re-educated in the camps. An undercover operative for Project Veritas has filmed this, James O'Keefe, has filmed a rabid Bernie Sanders field organizer who claims cities will burn if Trump is reelected. He may be right about that. That's how Antifa and Democrats roll. And that Trump supporters will need to be re-educated in gulags, similar to what Germany did to Nazi-fied Germans after World War II. He says, don't even think that some of these MAGA people could be re-educated. Not quite sure whether they could be. We got to try. So like Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was a ton of the populace, and I leave his curses out. Every other word's an F word. A ton of the populace that was, and then the F word, Nazi-fied, said field organizer for Bernie Sanders, Kyle Jurek. Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their, and then the F-word, people to not be Nazis. Like, we're probably going to have to do the same thing here, he added. That's kind of what all Bernie's about. Hey, free education for everybody, because we're going to have to teach you not to be an effing Nazi. Jurek went on to explain, there's a reason Stalin had gulags. Actually, gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us they were. Like, people, every other word is the F word, every other word is like. This is how liberals talk. This is how liberal, idiot, young people talk. Like, people were actually paid a living in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were actually meant for, like, re-education. This is what liberals, this is not an outlier, folks. This is what young liberal idiots think like. They want to hurt us. They want to destroy us. They want to ban us. They want to shadow ban us. They want to censor us. And yes, they want to re-educate us. And yes, some of them want to kill us. Bernie's field organizer calls for mass murder of the opposition. Another article. So here's some of his highlights. I'm ready to throw down now. This is what Kyle Jurek, Bernie Sanders staffer, is saying. I'm ready to, and they've got him on secret video. I'm ready to throw down now. The billionaire class, the effing media, the pundits. Of course he means me. He'll stick me in a gulag and kill me in a concentration camp. Walk into MSNBC studios, drag those mother effers out by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets. I assume this is because he thinks they were nicer to Biden than his boss, Sanders. I assume the Sanders people hate the media just like Trump does because they weren't nice to Sanders either. Kyle Jurek suggests liberal Democrats should be placed in gulags or put to death. Liberals get the effing wall first. Well, I'll tell you what, in Cuba, what they did to the reactionaries, you want to fight against the revolution? You're going to die for it, mother effer. This is Kyle Jurek talking. Jurek affirms that free speech has repercussions. There are consequences for your effing actions. You should expect a violent reaction, and you deserve a violent reaction. This is a guy telling us that they're going to come and murder us, drag us out of our homes and murder us, and he's going after MSNBC people too. He doesn't like the Democrats who are establishment Democrats. He's saying you're like the people that resisted Fidel Castro, and if you resist the revolution, you all deserve to die after the revolutionary takes power. And Bernie Sanders is Castro. Make no mistake about it. Once he takes power, there's thousands of young, revolutionary, radical nutcases, mentally imbalanced little communists just like this who want to kill us and re-educate us and violently torture us, make us lose our jobs, censor us, kick us out of anything where we have any say towards the American people like Wayne Root on Newsmax TV. I guarantee you. And then how about this one? He lambasts Elizabeth Warren. I love it when they have a circular firing squad against MSNBC and Elizabeth Warren. He suggests Elizabeth Warren does not deserve support. They only support her because she's a woman, he says. He says, like F, if we could beat Donald Trump, as long as we nominated a woman. That's what they're thinking. It's got to be a woman. Only way to beat Trump. But he says that's like idiotic. What the F? The world's on fire. This is an emergency situation, and you're hung up on, and then he uses the word, for a woman's sexual area. So what he's basically saying is the only reason anyone supports Elizabeth Warren in the Democratic Party is because she's a woman with a woman's sexual area. That's what Bernie Sanders staffers are saying. This is great stuff. Eat it up, man. Do you understand what these people are really like? This is not an outlier, I'm telling you. This is your typical, radical, youthful, revolutionary, out of this box, extreme Bernie Sanders communist.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should be able to pass the USMCA trade agreement by the end of the week.
That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country.
the Kentucky Republican speaking after the monthly Republican luncheon. The Senate impeachment trial will likely start 1 week from today. Both sides are still wanting witnesses, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is slamming Senator McConnell after earlier backing a resolution that would allow for the case against President Trump to be dismissed. Regarding how the president will come out of this, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes...
He's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. You'll come out of this thing politically stronger. I hate that you had to go through it, but I feel very confident he will be acquitted in the end.
Graham speaking on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You can
and speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. Newsmax TV reaching almost 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV. We just landed Cox Cable in November, so that's great for me because I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, my adopted hometown, and Vegas now gets me on all their cable homes, have Cox Cable, and so they've all got me in Cox every night at 5 o'clock West Coast time. On the East Coast, of course, 8 o'clock Eastern time, we're on every night on Newsmax TV, and it is great. We're in Comcast, Xfinity, 30 million homes around the country. So we are surging. It's a surge by Newsmax, conservative surge. All the stuff I told you about Bernie Sanders' staffer, you might think it's some sort of joke. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Because when you listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speak, when you listen to Ilhan Omar speak, Rashida Tlaib speak, what's the difference between that and what this guy sounds like? Extreme, radical, crazy, Fidel Castro communist ideology, Marxist, socialist, communist ideology. And then you go, well, Bernie's not going to win. Bernie Sanders now has the lead in the California Democrat primary. He has either got the lead or close to the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he's now leading in California. 10-point jump since November. Bernie Sanders has surged to the lead in a California tracking poll less than 2 months before the state's Democrat primary on Super Tuesday, March 3rd. It's by the Public Policy Institute of California. It was last conducted in November. Shows Sanders, Bernie Sanders, leading with support of 27% of the likely voters, followed by Joe Biden with 24, Elizabeth Warren with 23. Sanders appears to have gained almost all of Kamala Harris's former supporters in California. Think of the extreme liberals in this race. Kamala Harris now out of it, very liberal. Cory Booker, as of yesterday, out of it. Trump sending out those funny tweets. Oh, man, I could rest easy now, knowing that Cory Booker's out of it. But Cory Booker, extreme left. Kamala Harris, extreme left. Beto O'Rourke, extreme left. That guy Castro, was it Joaquin Castro? I think it was. He's Julian Castro and his brother's Joaquin. Whatever. Who's running? Who's the congressman? I don't know. They're both Castro. Out of the race. Extreme liberal. Might as well just call him Fidel. Exactly. Bernie Sanders, extreme, extreme liberal. And Elizabeth Warren, extreme, extreme liberal. It's unbelievable. And you know what's funny is nobody ever thought Obama was as liberal as them. You heard my commentary to start the show. Obama was as liberal as them. Obama was in the U.S. Senate. His voting record was analyzed, along with every other senator, by some liberal organization, just like all the conservatives' votes are analyzed in the Senate by Heritage Foundation. And you get a rating. And Obama rated more liberal than Bernie Sanders in his 2 years in the U.S. Senate. Obama's voting record, this is not a guess by Wayne Root, was to the left of Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is an avowed Marxist socialist. He wouldn't say communist, but he's a communist. Okay, maybe he's a communist, he would say, without the violent part. But just remember, for every liberal it says, communism and socialism are not the same thing. They are the same thing. In every country, every communist country in the world, the economic system they use is the socialist economic system. The political system is communism. The economic system is socialism, which means the economic system of communism is socialism. So they are tied together like, you know, apple pie and Chevrolet and Major League Baseball, okay? And Sanders, a guy who was a avowed communist, a guy who said nice things about Fidel Castro, a guy who said nice things about the Soviet Empire, a guy who honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Can you imagine the mental illness this guy? He surges to the top in California. I'll tell you another funny thing, another funny story about Bernie. So liberals claim that Trump isn't really that successful, right? I hear it all the time. Your man, Trump, he's a failure. Here's a guy that's built, you know, skyscrapers that are like 80 stories high in New York that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's building. And he does that all over the United States. And he was an incredible brander. His name was on lots of brands. Some worked, some didn't. And here's a guy who became one of the biggest names in the history of celebrity. Here's a guy who literally was the king of New York real estate and the toughest real estate market in the world. Here's a guy who became the king in Hollywood, the toughest dog-eat-dog place outside of New York real estate is Hollywood. And he developed the number one reality show, Apprentice, and then Celebrity Apprentice. And then he was the star of that show in addition to it being his show. He made hundreds of billions of dollars on that show, and maybe $1 billion, but certainly hundreds of millions for NBC TV. Oh, he's a big failure. He's a big failure. So liberals just gloss over all that because he's had some failures. All of us had. Wayne Root, I, Mr. Successful Businessman, have done, I don't know, 100 businesses in my life. Probably 80 have failed, 20 have worked. That made me my money. The 20 that worked, 80 failed. You know why? Because of government. Government makes them fail. We can't put a gun to someone's head as a capitalist, free enterprise, private sector businessman. I can't put a gun to your head and make you buy my product. But government could put a gun to your head and make you pay to the IRS. Government could send you to jail for not paying to the IRS. Government could put a gun to your head and make you pay a penalty instead of a tax to Obamacare, but it's just a tax. They could call it whatever they want. They can use whatever weapon they want, jail, bankrupt you, loot your bank accounts without your permission. Government is the easiest thing in the world. But businessmen like me and Donald Trump, that's the hardest thing in the world. We can't put a gun to anyone's head. We can advertise, but we can't make you buy. So if you buy, it's of your own volition. You had private property rights, and you made a decision to buy from us. And liberals say, oh, that's bad. So I'm just laughing at the comparison between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump has made billions of dollars, hired thousands of people, changed lives, put products in people's hands that upgraded their lives. He's a brand name around the world. And Bernie Sanders, Bernie never did anything in his life. Bernie was a hippie who lived like on his mother's couch till he was 40 and got elected mayor of a hippie town, Burlington, in Vermont. This guy's lived off the public dole his entire life. He's never created one job. He's never made $1. And then he walks around giving lectures to everybody else. You know? Trump's no good. I'm the guy. Really? Based on what? Living on your mother's couch? Getting checks from government? What have you ever done to earn a dollar, an honest living, in your entire life, Bernie Sanders? Nothing. A lifelong hippie, peacenik, communist, traitor who honeymooned in the Soviet Union. And liberals like Trump, he's not successful. He didn't really make any money. He's a big failure. Oh, but Bernie, that's a big hit. Joe Biden worked for government his whole life, never earned an honest paycheck in his life, and his kid's been ripping off foreign aid in Ukraine. Elizabeth Warren, she didn't earn an honest living. She's a college professor. How'd she get her job? Being smart? No. Lying and saying she's a fake Indian. That's how she got her job. She faked being an Indian to make $450,000 a year at Harvard. None of these Democrats have ever earned an honest dollar in their lives. Beto O'Rourke never created a job, never earned an honest dollar. Kamala Harris, shall I say it on national TV, lied on her back with Willie Brown. Had an affair with a married man, Willie Brown, had sex with him. He gave her a government job. She made several hundred thousand dollars. That's how her career began. Ever since then, she worked in government and got paid a government paycheck. What has she ever created? Nothing. Raised money in the real world? Nothing. Created a job? Nothing. Same thing with every Democrat candidate. So it's just so funny when they, oh, Trump, he's not successful. Your guy Trump's a failure. Creating thousands of jobs and making billions of dollars is a failure to Democrats whose brains are wired in such a way that Bernie's a success. Hey, Bernie, have you ever created a job? Sure. I got government to give $1 billion to poor people, and they all got welfare. I'm a hero. That's Bernie Sanders. He's never done any honest wage in his life. Never created a job in his life. He leads in California. I only hope and pray he's the Democrats' nominee. All right, two more articles I want to tell you about tonight, and hopefully we'll have enough time left in the show to tell you about both of them. Number one, a GOP-led edge. Red states see better economic growth and less unemployment than blue states. So I'm going to read you the stats that show that the Trump economy is not only doing great, we all know that, but it's doing better in red Republican states with Republican governors than it's doing in Democrat blue states with Democrat governors. It's all due to our low taxes and less government control and less regulations. And then on the other side, Illinois becomes the 20th state to force taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender surgery. The choice is yours. It's pretty clear. Crazy on this side. You know, let's spend all your money so transsexuals can change their sex in prison or in the military. And foot you, stick you with a $150,000, $200,000 bill for surgery and drugs and transitioning. And, of course, mental health. They got to go see psychiatrists because, you know, it's kind of strange to switch from a boy to a girl and a girl to a boy. Illinois, the 20th state to force taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender surgery. Keep in mind, Illinois is the most bankrupt state in the United States of America. Keep in mind that Illinois owes hundreds of billions of dollars in pensions unfunded to all their mounds of government employees. There are teachers and principals in Illinois who are owed $400,000 a year in pension, and they're giving money to transsexuals to have surgery. Up next, don't run to the bathroom, don't run to the kitchen. Dr. Joe Williams is up next with his message, with me, of course, for thinning hair. If you're a guy with thinning hair, this guy could be the most important guy in the world to you right now. And how would you like to get a free vacation in Vegas, too? Dr. Joe Williams, vacationrestoration.com, up next. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Roos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Roos. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, if I don't mention it, Joe Pags is off to do a syndicated national radio show. And Greg Kelly is now the lead-in to me on Newsmax TV, a fellow New Yorker and a former United States Marine. Ooh-yah! And a former anchor man for Fox News and White House correspondent for Fox News and a host of Good Morning New York, I believe it was, on Fox 5 News in New York. And a great guy, Good Day New York. Great guy, and it's great to have him as my lead-in at, I was going to say Fox News, right here at Newsmax TV. So, Greg Kelly, welcome to the family. Welcome aboard Newsmax TV. You're on a speeding bullet, fastest-growing cable news channel in America. By the way, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, in the immortal words of John Wick. If you want peace, prepare for war. You know what one of my fans who watched this show sent me an email yesterday and said, you're always quoting John Wick. If you want peace, prepare for war. But the person who said that first was George Washington, the father of America. Now, I didn't know that. I haven't looked it up. I haven't verified that's true. But if it is true, that's pretty cool. If you want peace, prepare for war. George Washington, general, first president of the United States, great guy. You know, the American people wanted him to be the king of America, and he said, isn't that why we fought a revolution? I refuse to be the king, and I'm only going to serve two terms, and then I'm going to step down. I'm going to be a gentleman politician, and then step down and go back to Mount Vernon, my birthplace, where my farm is. Great guy, George Washington. They'll make him like that. So Illinois becomes the 20th state to force taxpayers to foot the bill for transgender surgery. This is what you'll get if you elect a Democrat president of the United States. Other than the gulag and re-education camps and being murdered for being a Republican or even a Democrat who doesn't respect Bernie. That's not Wayne Root talking. That's his staffers for Bernie Sanders talking. On December 23rd, Illinois joined 19 other states and the District of Columbia to explicitly require Medicaid to pay for transgender surgeries. Health care is a right, not a privilege, said the governor of Illinois, and I'm committed to ensuring our LGBTQ community and all Illinoisians, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Illinoisians have access to that right, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. Expanding Medicaid to cover gender-affirming surgeries is cost-effective, helps avoid long-term consequences, health consequences, and most importantly, it's the right thing to do. Folks, I'm going to sound very fair and liberal here. If you're a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body, good luck to you. God bless you. I mean, I don't really want you around me or my family, but good luck to you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to stop your job prospects. Go do whatever you want. Isn't America great? Two countries where you're free and life's good, America and Israel. We let you do whatever you want to do. Go to the gay district. Go have fun. But if you want to change from a man to a woman and switch out your genitalia, go spend, save the money and spend your own $200,000. But you have no right to force me to spend my $200,000 of taxpayer money on your switcheroony, okay? You could be a guy, you could be a gal, be whatever you want in your own head. But you have no right to charge us, the taxpayers of this country. All right, last story of the night. GOP-led edge, red states see less unemployment and more economic growth. So it's one thing to talk about polls. How about facts? How about facts? Economic facts. Especially at the state level. It's like a laboratory to check out conservative versus liberal and how it's doing. And as of mid-2019, every single one of the top 10 most popular governors in the country were Republicans. 8 of the 10 least popular were Democrats. And a deeper look at the GOP-led state's economic success explains why. State unemployment rates and GDP growth must be viewed relative to the national averages. So the national average of U.S. unemployment was 3.9% in 2018, 3.7% in 2019. Strong employment growth at the state level is directly correlated with governorship. And among the 20 states with the lowest unemployment rates, 17 had Republican governors. And North Dakota, which had the absolute lowest unemployment in the country, has Republican leadership. And they've endorsed fracking. And that's the reason for their success. Nearly a third of the job openings in the state remain unfilled longer than 3 months. And it's not just high-skilled workers who benefit from strong job growth in South Dakota. Fast food workers earn multiples of the $7.25 federal minimum wage, fetching as much as $20 an hour. Among the states whose unemployment rates increased the most last year, Democrats were most likely in charge. In states whose unemployment rates increased more than 0.1%, 5 of the 8 have Democrat governors. And furthermore, among the 8 states that saw the sharpest decrease in unemployment, 5 have Republican governors. So, and then, you know, there's no more time left in the show. Tomorrow I'll finish this. The GDP, gross domestic product, that's the only measurement that counts of economic growth. All the states that grew the fastest economically, Republican. All the states that grew the slowest or actually went in reverse with GDP, economic growth, Democrat governors. So we prove it every day. And we prove it with the new census that's out that shows everybody's moving from blue states to red states. Like my state, Nevada, and Florida, and North Carolina, and Texas. Everybody loves Texas. All my exes live in Texas. Have yourselves a great night. All the cops out there, appreciate everything you do. We love you. Appreciate the sacrifices and risk you take every night. The veterans and all the active duty military, we love you. Thank you. Up next, my doctor suggests cold and flu season's here. I don't get sick. Do you? Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. Watch the message now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.